Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wait a second. Don't bury the lead. No fight scenes ever again.
No fight scenes in film.
You're kidding.
So that's the way they're doing. Where did you say? Thailand?
Thailand, yeah. The Ministry of Culture met and they issued some guidelines on how they can go back to filmmaking. And basically any kind of close contact thing, it's out.
We already talked about the fact that there were some actors and actresses who were saying they would be uncomfortable doing a love scene, a sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're gonna have. I mean, think about film. Think about Chuck Norris. Where would Chuck Norris be if there were no fight scenes in films?
How about the Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, where the fight in the German apartment with he beats the guy with the magazine? Oh, it's a 10-minute fight scene.
That's a fantastic. What would you say is the best fight scene ever in a film?
Ooh. They Live.
Oh God,
what is it?
They Live.
I don't think I ever.
Rowdy
saw
Roddy Piper and Keith.
The great actor.
Oh, my God.
Roddy Piper.
He was a phenomenal action actor, but that's widely considered probably the greatest fight scene in movies.
I think from Titanic, Leo versus the uppity guy.
How about, I mentioned Christopher Nolan earlier from Inception, the fight scene in the hotel that turns upside down. Awesome scene.
Yes.
It's an awesome scene.
This is Zach. Zach from the Cape. Hello, Zach.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
What's going on, Zach?
I'm just calling. I was listening in earlier, talking about the media and the government and what we're going to do about the Depression.
Yes.
I think, everyone's pretty much equal to blame as far as, you know, the government and the media spreading the coronavirus and the news. But I think it's primarily invested in the media. And I think after this is all said and done, you know, especially the Depression years from now, but I'm just saying, I think the media... people should learn from it and realize that it is all just nonsense when it comes to how much is spread and what is real and fake.
Hmm. Well, I mean, Ken wants to, Ken's question is, who would you blame if this were an overreaction? I mean, I guess there will maybe be several factors that you could point to, and the media might be one.
It is interesting, more businesses have not opened up, especially in this part of the country. We had the guy on from Maine to try the restaurant, and it was shut down, I guess, in some form or fashion. But, I mean, wouldn't you have expected?
But people are generally pretty good, and so somebody says, listen, you're going to kill other people. They generally listen to that.
I agree. So this is not the government. This is a human choice. This is our citizens are deciding, you know what, this is actually legitimately scary. I'm staying in.
Well, except when they do what they did today or whenever they did it, and slide into the CDC guidelines that they were incorrect about the virus sticking to surfaces for hours or maybe days. That suddenly
that's not what they said. But
what did they say?
Well, they didn't say it doesn't stick to surfaces for days and days.
They completely reversed themselves on all surfaces, Ken. Why don't you acknowledge that? That's something that, do you remember when
Is that the media's fault?
Do you remember when Boney was first on, and you went apoplectic over the fact that you started spraying down your mail, or you didn't touch your mail for 10 days?
Well, no, Boney never really wiped things down.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He said he wiped it down with baby wipes, which are not even alcohol.
He wiped everything down in his house
with baby wipes, but he said
produce.
You don't have to.
No, the guy was wiping. No, he was wiping eggplants.
That's total lie.
Oh, that was something
don't
else.
Don't please.
Total lie. By the way, Boney, not tomorrow. Curtis tells me not having him tomorrow.
Oh, he's not coming on tomorrow?
Monday morning.
Monday. Okay, Monday. Oh, yeah, can you wait till Monday?
Sure, it'll be Monday.
Now oh, we're not working Monday.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Tuesday. Uh-huh.
No, some of us are.
Oh, that'd be great. Mark James and Boney.
Mark James, Wiggy, and Fitzy with Dr. Maciek Boney on Memorial Day.
And well, the biggest reason why this hasn't opened in Boston, these stores haven't gone rogue, is because there are more Karens per capita in this part of the country than anywhere else. Look at 311. I mean, people would be
ratting
them.
Tough American, open up.
What about Happy Gilmore?
Oh, the fight against Bob Barker?
Yeah,
for comedy fights?
It's great. It's pretty good.
Bruce Lee would have been an Academy Award-winning actor if he could just go to push past all those damn fight scenes, Greg.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, so I got two fight scenes, but from the same two movies.
Yes.
We got Kill Bill Volume 1. We got The Crazy 88.
Yep.
If you guys never seen it. And then we got Kill Bill Volume 2, the final fight scene.
Oh, awesome. The scene from the one Kill Bill Volume 1 is talking about versus Gogo Yubari in the 88 is the bloodiest scene in movie history. And the scene where the bride fights David Carradine in the second one, much slower burn, also absolutely killer sequence.
This is Russ. Hello, Russ.
Hey guys, how you doing?
By the way, great cat fight scene in Outer Banks, Curtis, episode 3. I don't know if you saw that.
Nope.
Yes. What is it, Russ?
It's just an extreme overreach by the government, both federal and state. And I'm wondering for Ken, when the government decides that, well, Ken has too many people living in this house and we're going to come take his child away because that's in the name of safety, it drives me crazy. And my other point is when they want to take all his sheep and put us in the cattle car somewhere. The three. Do you know who they're coming after first? It's the 311 people, because those are the troublemakers. They are now saving those texts because the troublemakers will be taken away first, so they don't uprise.
I mean, there's the essence of the split. You were asking why people are so split on this. It's just government. It's fear of government, plain and simple. Like, you and Curtis, your identity is so to scream about any government intervention, you just can't handle it. You just block out the science on this. It's weird, but it's
science? Your people have been changing the science on a daily basis, Ken.
No, it's not fear of government. I just don't need the government to do things for me. I can do things myself.
Okay, but if there was ever a time for government, it's a pandemic. This is the problem.
If I lose my job here because nobody's buying advertising, my expectation is not automatically going to be that the government is going to provide for me. I'm going to try to find some way to do that myself. I don't object to people who've worked all their lives or have worked for a period of time getting unemployment. I don't. But I also don't think that when it comes to your kid, Ken, my kids, that they ought to be saddled with trillions of dollars worth of debt for the rest of their lives over this. So, do Curtis and I look at it differently than you and Nick and Danielle and Dale? Yeah. I just don't need the government to tell me what risk I want to take in my own life in order to go out and try to provide for my family.
You trust doctors, right? You and Curtis believe in doctors.
Yes,
Curtis has a million on his staff.
Has every doctor been on the same page?
I would agree with that. I think doctors have not given a clear universal message from the hospitals or have been silenced,
so
maybe.
How do you
decide
which one that you listen to? Well,
good question.
They change their own minds. Fauci changes his own mind every 10 minutes.
He's under duress.
March 8th or March 9th, the famous 60 Minutes interview where he said, don't wear a mask, Greg. Was that when that was?
That was, yes.
Yeah,
that
March 8th, I believe it was.
I mean,
yes.
And Greg, you have the same sets of data that are read two completely different ways. Like, we can't even agree on what the data means.
The whole thing was based off of computer modeling that was faulty. We shut the whole world down.
Because of Imperial College.
Why? It was not faulty.
Yes, it was faulty.
It was 1.1 to 2.2 with no mitigation. With mitigation, 100 to 200,000.
The
We're
guy who
there.
Created it was out smashing his side piece in violation of quarantine rules the whole time.
Does that relate to the model?
People have needs.
Yeah, I mean, this is Fauci in March, I believe.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
good time for me to play my Ronald Reagan drop too. We might as well before we get to trending. Can you get that for me?
It's a long drop. You want the whole?
Yeah, it's a long drop, but it might be the greatest piece of audio recorded in the history of the United States of America.
They practice government by mystery, telling us it's too complex for our understanding. Believing this, they assume we might panic if we were to be told the truth about our problems. Why should we become frightened? No people who have ever lived on this earth have fought harder, paid a higher price for freedom, or done more to advance the dignity of man than the living Americans, the Americans living in this land today. There isn't any problem we can't solve if government will give us the facts, tell us what needs to be done, and then get out of the way and let us have at it.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
I get chills when I hear that. This is the problem, though, Ken. This is the problem that we couldn't solve as Americans ourselves, right? We need a government to tell us what we had to do. All right, we got to get to what is trending this morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by our Subaru of New England retailers, committed to being a resource for our neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru Subaru. I do think the Ohio State athletic director talking about 20,000 fans at a football game is probably the most trending sports news in the country. Don't you think that's going to set a tone?
I think it's
for
great
fans
news.
In the fall.
I think it's great. Wiggy's going to be excited when he gets in here tomorrow about that. I think.
We'll see. I mean, what's his stance on college football? He doesn't think until January.
He doesn't think there's
going to
be any sport played in the United States over the next.
He says sports are going to fizzle out.
Yeah. If Wiggy says they're not being played, I am betting on them happening. 100%. And these college kids don't get paid. Like, at least the NFL players are going to
You don't
come
think to... Ohio State football players
well,
get paid?
That's a good point, actually. Well, they get paid in tattoo money. Jim Tressel, line one.
But they need this money to fund the schools themselves. So, I mean, there's so much at stake in terms of getting people in the stands. Now, not every stadium is Ohio Stadium with the 100,000 people capacity, but we shall see if that goes. Patrick Chung and the Patriots, a new contract extension. Gives him $3 million to sign right up front and nearly $1 million in cap space for the Pats. If he plays next year, he'd get 1.9 in base, plus a lot of bonuses. Patriots got all their guys, draft pick-wise, and undrafted free agents signed. NHL big meeting today between the players and the owners about a 2014 model that could have the Bruins in a first-round bye, waiting the winner of Toronto-Columbus. That would be a first-round sort of play-in series, a five-game series.
Do you have your questions lined up for Tuukka Zoon tonight?
I can't wait for that. Now, do the winners of the contest, can they, like, request that me and Curtis are not there? I'm a little worried we might get, like, spiked from the competition. Or...
No, I think you have to be there.
All right.
You're going to have to be there.
Get a couple questions in tonight.
I'm going to be hammered.
I'm going to put a virtual backdrop. That's what we're all going to do, is just play virtual backdrop all night.
Paul Pierce says LeBron James is not a top five all-time NBA player. I don't even think he's in his top six. Maybe he's top 10.
That's unbelievable.
That was our dumbest of the day earlier.
Yeah.
Obviously a vendetta. That's like Curtis and Belichick right there. NBA has Orlando and Disney World in its sights as the front runner for their return to play per Shams Charania. And that's what's trending now on WEI.
Opening up now endangers your customers, endangers your employees, and endangers the broader community. It's a good time to slow up. I think that's incredibly risky. And it's risky for the people that work at the casinos. It's risky for the people that go to the casinos.
Tumbling dice on the 1st of June, despite what the governor of Connecticut, Ned Lamont, says. It looks like the Mohegan and Foxwoods are going to open up. Although, bad news. Apparently, according to texters, they are saying no Massachusetts gamblers allowed at the casinos.
Really?
License check at the door.
For real?
Yes, yes.
We're
a hot zone.
So. Is it specifically Mass or no out-of-state gamblers?
No,
specifically
saying,
Mass?
You can check, but they're saying that it's just Massachusetts.
Let's
see. So, yeah.
Oh, I just had to punt on my New York State driver's license, too.
Greg, if you're looking for something to watch tonight, just saw this breaking news. Melania Trump is appearing on CNN's Global Town Hall for coronavirus tonight. So,
is she?
Big spot.
I'd rather hear her than Kushner, to be honest.
Might have to cancel the Tuukka Zoon.
Everybody hates Kushner. He's like irrelevant. I don't get it.
This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're well.
What's up? Same Hello. With you, Jerry.
So, Gregory, before I set into Ken, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you had a chance yet to have any of Wick's tequila? And what were your thoughts? And where can you find said tequila?
You should be able to find it in most stores. It's I'm not a huge tequila guy, but it's really, really good. And I did they pledged $100,000. Cincoro tequila is Wick's and Michael Jordan's tequila. And they pledged $100,000 to Restaurant Strong with a program that they're doing right now, which is called Toast Your Team. So I did it. I did toast my team. I did try it. It's really, really good. So and Michael
I've
Jordan.
I've heard that it's an effective.
That's what
I've
Jordan.
I've heard that it's an effective.
What?
Internal antiseptic against the COVID.
I think it might be tequila. If anything is, it's probably tequila.
Yes.
And Michael Jordan drinks it. He's been drinking it throughout The Last Dance. So that's what he's drinking. So what's up?
Let me set into Ken for a minute, because there are two types of individuals. There are the old kind of old souls that are self-reliant, that don't want to be told what to be done and what to do. They want to figure it out for themselves. And along that way, they may make a mistake or two. And then there are the tens that have grown up depending upon government to tell them when to cross the road, how fast to drive, when to tie your shoe, when it's okay to burp, and they've become dependent upon that instruction to live their lives. And to go to the science argument that Ken likes to use, with regards to government, Ken, it was a failure of government that got us where we are with regards to this virus, because had the government of China done the right thing, we would have had a 60-day heads up before we did. We would have been able to get 2 months ahead of this thing than we did, because the government.
That's not our government. That's their government.
Listen, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Government is government no matter where you go. It's all the same. And with regards to the science, now let's go to the other area that has you cowering under your desk for fear of a nuclear attack, and that's global climate change. For years, the opposite side of that debate has been saying the reason why the Earth is warmer is because the sun has been functioning at a higher temperature for the last 20 years. Scientifically, fact has been proven the sun was running hotter. I had a laugh the other day because there's an article came out. Uh-oh, the sun's cooling down. The planet's going to cool down. And I'm thinking, okay, these people want it both ways. When the argument is made that the reason why the Earth is warmer is because the thermostat's been turned up, they scoff and call you names. But as soon as somebody turns the thermostat down and they notice that it's getting colder, oh my God, the world's going to come to an end.
Jerry's worked up this morning.
It's been a while since we had a good climate change discussion. I mean,
some confusion about
the good old days.
Some confusion about this policy at the casino.
I have clarification on that.
Okay.
So Foxwoods had initially said in a statement, actually both casinos, Foxwoods and Mohegan, had initially said in a statement, and this is according to Channel 4, that they would be, quote, catering to Connecticut and resident and Rhode Island residents only, unquote. However, later Foxwoods clarified and said they will allow visitors from Massachusetts and other states. They said there will be no immediate out-of-state marketing beyond Connecticut. However, we will welcome guests from all over to Foxwoods as we reopen on June 1st. I'm trying to find a similar clarification from Mohegan.
Can you stay there?
I don't know if the hotels are open. I think the casino, it might just be the casinos. I'm trying to get some more clarification on that.
Well, that's good. I mean, people are out of work. They can fly on down there and
spend whatever money they have left.
Gamble their stimulus check.
And you love the Vegas mayor. Where are the Vegas casinos? They haven't opened yet.
Well, they're planning on it, but they're not tribal.
Right.
So they
have some more restrictions.
Yeah, they have.
Those are sovereign nations.
Yeah, we're talking sovereign nation, Ken.
And that Jerry was right. We are about to enter a solar minimum, so we could have an ice age. Look out!
Great
hockey for everyone.
That's exciting.
Oh, great.
Sunday skate's going to be electric.
All right. The eternal skate pod.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful Memorial Day weekend to have, you know, 30, 40 people over for a barbecue.
Oh, we're screwed. I mean, everybody's going out.
Or get out to the beach.
I know. We might end up like Georgia. Oh.
Now, I was a little disappointed to read that they're not allowing in a lot of places flags to be laid on veterans' graves on Monday.
Which is
because of the COVID thing.
Come on,
you can't make an exception on that. I mean,
there really going to be a single transmission for somebody laying a flag, a wreath,
like
something?
It's not single. So families can do a single tradition of placing flowers at a veteran's gravesite. They can't do the en masse group, like putting thousands of flags out across a whole cemetery deal.
Why?
That's what the restriction is. I don't know.
Someone tell that Swamp Scott lady. She'll lose her S.
You got to get a military memorial COVID?
She's from Gloucester. Get it straight, please.
Why can't a group? It's usually the school kids
mm-hmm.
who learn a little bit about those who sacrificed their lives for this country. Why can't they? Why can't a bunch of school kids run around putting the flags on the grave?
And that is one of the coolest things that Governor Baker has done, is the common, that
yeah.
full of all the number of Massachusetts residents that yes. gave their life for yes. for fighting for freedom.
But it might live on the flag for up to, I don't know, 4 to 5 minutes, Ken.
You're going to get a COVID?
I can't.
Let's see. Danielle, are you okay? A texter's wondering if they say you sound under the weather today.
No, it's my allergies.
Oh, you have an allergy attack?
Yeah. Underway.
Well, tomorrow it's going to be 80. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. It all depends on what the reports are going to show. I don't know how much the heat has to do with it, but today's a bad grass day. So
you got to make plans to do nothing this weekend, so make sure you get those set in stone.
Very exciting.
There's some breaking Lori Loughlin news. Is that correct, Danielle?
Yes. She and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, both are alleged to be pleading guilty before a U.S. District Court judge. The date is not yet specified, but Lori will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. Her husband will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud and honest services wire and mail fraud. So they have a plea agreement. The parties have agreed to a sentence. Let's see. Subject to the court's approval, it will be 2 months in prison, a $150,000 fine, and 2 years of supervised release with 100 hours of community service. Mm. I'm shocked it's not more.
Yeah. What was the sentence?
In fact, that's her plea agreement. His plea agreement's a little bit more. He gets 5 months in prison, $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service.
2 months. 2 months at Camp Martha Stewart is not that bad. 5 months, like,
not that bad.
That's time.
Well, yeah, it's the same two months. Like, it's the same 2 months that we all just did in our homes.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not the same.
Right.
I'm not the same.
She's not going to federal pound me in the A prison.
What is?
From Office Space. From Office Space.
Excuse
it's
me,
a quote.
Danielle.
It's from Office Space.
What? Listening.
From Samir.
What was Felicity Huffman's sentence?
She wind up doing like 10 days total? Hold on.
You
don't do the full sentence generally.
She got a 14-day sentence and was released on the 11th day.
Oh,
are they going to release her after a day because of COVID? I mean, they're releasing everybody else.
Cohen just got out.
Michael Cohen is getting out of jail
already.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because of COVID.
He just went.
Meanwhile, we're putting people that aren't socially distancing in jail.
Right.
We're putting gym owners in jail.
Yeah, nice job having a catch in the park with your kids. You're in jail.
They should make Lori Loughlin serve her sentence after this is all over. Like, I don't care if it's a year from now or whatever. They should make her do the jail time when she can safely be in jail.
Or they can just her stay at home and watch Adam Sandler movies for 5 months.
If you get in now, the first thing they do is they have you drink from the same water glass in case you have COVID so they can all get out like those guys were doing in California.
Can I say one thing, though? I think that this whole punishment for Loughlin is a little bit absurd because you can pay off a school legally and get your kid in, but if you pay off someone to take the test, then that's illegal. I mean, it's kind of stupid. I mean, what do you think these schools get all their libraries from?
How's her influencer daughter doing?
Olivia Jade?
Is her revenue down when it comes to the dollars she's getting for posting?
Jared Stidham and her are dating, actually.
But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Please don't try to start an influencer war with lies, Curtis.
Speaking of influencers.
Yes.
I noticed that Kendall Jenner has agreed to pay $90,000 as a fine for the Firefest posts.
That's it? $90,000?
$90,000. I think she got paid $250 per post, if I remember correctly.
Give me a break.
She got paid $200,000.
She's getting off with $90,000.
Yeah, she got paid $250,000 to post about fire fraud. And now she's paying $90,000 of it as a fine.
You think
whatever,
people that actually went there and found out they were just basically in a tent with a cheese sandwich now can look back a few years removed, and it's kind of a fun experience because they were part of truly one of the greatest entertainment event frauds in history.
She ends up with $185,000. She made $275,000. She gave up $90,000.
So, oh, poor
why
baby.
Why doesn't she have to give all of it up?
I have no idea.
That's ridiculous.
The Hulu documentary, have you seen that yet? By the way, that's the better of the two. I just watched it the other day.
That's the one with the interview
with the guy.
Because
that had him in it, right?
Yes. Billy? Yes. That's the way
better.
And
they didn't let him out, right? They didn't let him out of prison.
Because of COVID?
Right. Or because I know he was trying to get out, but I don't think they... Did they actually... I have to look at that up.
What about Elizabeth Holmes? Is she in prison doing blood tests on everybody to see if they're testing positive? She's in charge of the U.S. testing, the false positive testing system in the U.S. I don't think she's been sentenced yet, right? I think her trial was delayed.
Yeah, she's facing 20 years, I think, but I don't think they ever got to the sentencing.
And prosecutors rebuffed Billy's request for prison release during COVID, so he's still in jail.
He's working on a prison memoir.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like half and half when it comes to the celebrity criminals. Joe Exotic, no, did not get out. Cohen getting out.
Paul Manafort was out, right?
Yeah. So
is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
I'm going to get back to you.
Go ahead.
All right, we got to take a break, but the crossover is coming up next. Crossover brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And Rich joins us. And I don't know, Rich, I don't know if you heard us talking earlier, but maybe a little preview of what American filmmaking is going to be like in the new normal based on what they're doing in Thailand, where they are outlawing any kind of fight scene. No kissing, no fighting.
No kissing, no touching.
No touching, no nothing. So
I don't know. Did you guys see the movie Sin City that came out like a while ago, like early 2000s probably? Yep. It was based off a comic book movie.
Yes, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Willis was in it. Clive Owen. It was like a huge cast, and it was shot just like the comic book looks, and it was almost all green screen. And for example, there's a fight between Mickey Rourke's character and Elijah Wood, and it's like a really good fight scene, and those two never even met because the whole thing was done like all editing, like these guys. Yeah, the whole thing was shot in front of a green screen. It's an unbelievable movie, but like a lot of like the real Hollywood directors really scoffed at it because they were like, this isn't real filmmaking. Like there's no real sets. Like everything was green screen, and it looks amazing. And if you're not like a real film snob, I think you'd enjoy it. And so they found a way to do fight scenes without actually coming into contact with people.
I'm sure that at some point Dork Inc. has gone over top 10 best fight scenes.
Yeah. No, that would actually that's a good episode. We've talked about it offhand. We haven't done a whole episode on it. I love, did you guys see Logan from a couple years ago?
No.
Yes.
Logan was great. It's a kind of a gritty,
it's a Western
tale of the, it is, it's a Western of Wolverine in his like last days. And there's a fight early on, like Wolverine's older, but there's this young girl that has like the similar abilities of Wolverine, and they're on like this compound, and it's just ridiculous because they all have like those like razor blade hands or whatever, or like the talons, and they're just like stabbing people in the neck. It's one of the most violent things you're going to see. And like the most dangerous character is like a 9-year-old girl. It's awesome.
I forgot Nick mentioned was it Born Identity, the one the German apartment?
Oh, with the pen? He killed the guy with the pen?
Where he kills the guy beats the guy to death with the magazine in the German apartment. It's an incredible fight.
Yes.
Rich, that was good. Yeah.
I said earlier I screwed up. I owe an apology to the caller. It was the fight between, he mentioned the Kill Bill movies, the
100%
the first one against the 88. Yep, Gogo Yubari in the 88. And the second one, it's not the final fight against Keith Carradine. It's Daryl Hannah versus Uma Thurman. That's the fight the guy was referencing. It's the knife fight. That was
incredible. One was great.
But I said that the fight in They Live is probably the best fight scene in movies.
I have a question. If there's no more movie fight scenes, how are we going to have wrestling?
They're
like
still
WWE.
They're still wrestling. They haven't stopped. Are you kidding me? UFC's still going. You want to see fight scenes. Yeah, UFC had three cards last week.
WWE is just actors wrestling.
Yeah.
Right.
Rich.
There's a loophole here.
Rich, we were talking earlier, too, about the whole idea of like VOD versus actually going to a movie theater if you would consider doing that again when they open back up. And I know we geek out about Tenet coming out this summer. They've skewed the release date. They're not sure when they're going to drop it. Like, would you go to a theater to see that because you know it's going to be such a killer event movie, or would you stay home and pay like $35 if they gave you a chance?
I mean, I would prefer to see Tenet in the theater for sure. But, I mean, at home, I'd still watch it. Like, if it became available, I'd watch it. I feel like everybody has pretty good home theaters at this point, don't you? Like, nobody's watching, like, a 20-inch screen anymore. Right. So, and, like, a lot of people have surround sound. Like, you can do it up pretty good. Now, it's not ideal, but you could do it.
Well, they had them. They had them. Yeah. They're being repossessed today because they can't make the payments, but they had them.
That's sad.
Let them watch Tenet and then give it back. All right?
It's going to be so good.
Who's in that?
Is that Isaiah? Is that Denzel Washington's
son.
Kid?
Yeah, yes. Denzel's son is in it. And then I think it's like all. Is it Michael Caine? It's probably like all the guys.
Michael
all the Christopher Nolan
Michael
guys.
One of Christopher Nolan's movies.
Yeah,
Michael
Caine
is.
Yes, sounds
Yata. Yes.
Wow, Ken! Did you not only mispronounce the name of the spicy tomato sauce, but also try to make a joke about arguably the best film director, the Hitchcock of our generation?
I love it.
Wow, Ken! You are literally the human equivalent of an afterthought.
Top columnist at WNI.com.
Top. Wow! What a humble brag.
Promise.
Hello, ladies. Mind if I dance with your dates? I have the top column at WNI.com.
Is furloughed everybody? Didn't they?
Top column and look like golf.
That's not.
It's just
the point.
Like, what do you do? Have an assignment meeting with Bradford, and the two of you go over every story, and then
Don't minimize Andy Hart.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Greg. Sometimes every night I lay a flag over the Slack channel that I'm a part of now with Brad Vaughn and Andy Hart.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait, is Denzel's kid any good? Has he been in anything?
Yeah. Have you seen Black Klansman?
No, but I heard that's really good.
So it was good. And so he was in that, and he was in a couple of other things, but that's probably the most well-known thing that he was in.
What about, this is something else I didn't see. Texter says The Kingsman, the fight.
Oh, my God, the church? Mm-hmm. That was incredible.
And it's set to Freebird or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really well done. That was crazy. Like, the comic book movies have a bunch of good ones, but I would say, like, almost anything in John Wick is... Oh. John Wick 1, 2, or 3 are all just
level. If there was a John Wick channel, I would tune in every night.
It's called the Paramount Network.
What about the hangar scene in Officer and a Gentleman? You go, Paula!
Great movie. Also, great theme song.
Yes.
Love Lift Us Up.
Yes.
Great
yes.
Joe Cocker.
Yes.
Rich, did you ever see this movie? It's on Netflix called Ip Man. The guy who...
No,
the guy,
but I know exactly what you're talking about. I haven't seen
you
it.
You said you have... It's free. It's available on Netflix now. He's the guy, because I saw the preview for Like Water, the Bruce Lee 30 for 30 that's coming up.
Yeah.
This is the guy who trained Bruce Lee.
Nick, have you seen that fight in My Left Foot?
Curtis, did you see that fight in Leaving Las Vegas? Oh, wait, you already lived it.
Wow.
Joke's on you, because I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen Leaving Las Vegas?
No.
That's a good movie. Nick Cage, good, very good movie.
That is the most overrated best actor win in history.
It is?
Oh, you can never stop telling me to drink. Oh, I mean, it literally sounds like Curtis being mad about Belichick. Look at Nick Cage drinking vodka in the shower.
That was a pretty Elizabeth. Good movie. Oh. It was who's that, Elizabeth Shue?
Yes, from Adventures in Babysitting.
I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Not to be that guy, but aside from the scene where he pours vodka all over her lady parts, no interest.
Well, wait till you see him as a Joe Exotic. He's gonna get the Academy Award for that. Although no love scenes, they won't be able to.
Unfortunately,
do any love scenes.
No.
Yeah. National treasure. Are you telling me this is the Constitution?
Brian Hoyer.
It sounds like half Curtis, half Tom Brokaw. I mean, I love Nick Cage, but he's so bad.
Hey, Rich, we did a poll this morning on Brady. Where are you right now on Tom Brady, and whether you feel like he's acting different or your perception of him has changed? Or we're seeing the real Tom Brady right now as opposed to what we saw here for 20. Where do you stand on that?
No, I don't think it's changed, because I think most people realize that if he was on another team, you wouldn't like all the stuff. Like the, hey, buy, you know, this $20 bag of peanuts and like stretch like the way I stretch and drink this water and you won't get sunburns or concussions. Like, that's mostly crazy stuff, right? But when he's your guy and he's winning, you're like, you kind of look the other way and you don't care. And like everything that he promotes was all things that I can't afford, right? He's like Aston Martins and like Uggs and all this stuff. Like, not very relatable, but an incredible player. So you rooted for him and he was your guy. You did defend him against other fan bases and things like that. So the fact that he's going down to Tampa and he is, you know, pitching these protection drugs and all this other stuff, like, I don't know. It's kind of what I expected. I don't think he's really changed that much. It's just maybe how you look at it because he's wearing another uniform.
I think for some, the issue might be the name that they chose, like the brand name.
Yeah.
Like, it's called Protect during the pandemic.
When the way he's pitching it too, it's like really, he's like, well, you know, if anything comes up, like, what do you think we're thinking about right
what
now?
What would come
you
up, know? Tom, asking for a friend? What is it? I mean, like, I have no issue with the fact that Pedialyte has now gone mainstream, and it used to just be for when your kid barfed and you wanted to hydrate.
Now it's for hangovers.
Yeah, yeah. It's for everyone. Yeah. I've seen
drink
guys,
it while you drink.
I've seen guys, literally, Danielle, I've seen guys who I bang out double IPs with, and they go grab a stick and they make one in the middle of, like, between boom sauces. I kid you not.
Or have a vodka Pedialyte.
Bang out double IPAs.
Oh, sorry. When me and the missus decide to get loop-de-loop on a Friday and split a bottle of Chardonnay.
He's talking about mid-scene during Things Pats fans say.
That's right. Bang. Hey, by the way, Rich, guess who just organized a Trillium delivery to Cape Cod on a commercial break?
Come on.
Yep.
You are really putting things together. That's right. Nice.
And guess what, Curtis? It's DDH Fort Point, which I know Rich is excited about.
I like that one, yeah. That was very good.
Who doesn't love a double dry hop?
Do we have an end result on the poll?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I was just thinking about DDH Fort Point. 62% say their perception of Tom Brady has not changed.
Really?
Yeah.
But 38% have. That's a pretty big number.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what has changed with him, you think. Like, I guess he went on Howard Stern. Like, okay, that hadn't happened.
He's more vocal now about a lot of things.
He's not under Belichick, lock, and key, right. Rich.
Ken suggested that it started with the Hulu ad. Then it was whether he was working behind the scenes with Gronk. He did
like a 6-part documentary during the season that was released right before the Super Bowl. I feel like that happened when he was with the Patriots and under Belichick. So it's not that crazy, I don't think, the stuff that he's doing.
I mean, I would assume it's going to be loosey-goosey down there anyway when it comes to the way Arians runs the show. I mean,
it is funny, though. I mean, he skips OTAs for 2 years, and then during a pandemic, he's, like, organizing a workout, you know, at a high school. It's like,
you know, okay. I know.
Isn't it crazy that there was a camera crew there? I mean, however did they find out?
I have no idea.
Greg Hill just
nuts.
Called Brady a hardo for working out. I mean, my God, was the briefing that intense? Hardo. Coming from the guy who's somehow all over town right now at all hours of the day.
Yeah.
Maybe had Tom not been overwhelmed a certain week of February or March, then maybe. Maybe.
Perhaps.
The guy shows up and there's 14 different camera crews that just happen to be there at the high school in Tampa.
It's like a Kardashian walking out of the house.
He's like, hey, thank God I wore the orange penny today.
Yeah, and by the way.
Luckily, that's what I chose. Greg. Love Tampa Bay.
And it's a coincidence that Upstairs Joe always follows you around with the foundation, capturing you all your good deeds around town.
Can we just play a new segment idea? Hardo, is this Hardo? Brady's the only one who shows up to the park wearing shoulder pads.
Let's go Bucks.
Yeah, that would probably go under that category.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say.
Yes, it would.
Any review of DDH?
What are you guys talking about today? Curtis wants to know if you're going to talk about The Last Dance today.
Maybe a little bit. Right. Probably not a ton, but we are going to talk to Chris Mannix, and he had an interesting report about how, money aside, a lot of players in the NBA would want to scrap the season, which we had not really heard before, right? That was more of a lot of baseball players that kind of mentioned that. But basketball players, more of them have been outspoken about wanting to get back. And he said, obviously, money is a huge issue for salary cap purposes and everything else. So maybe they would reluctantly come back. But that was the first time I had heard of it, that players would be willing to...
Because of concern or because they don't think it's going to be a legit season?
I think more that part and more like this feels like the season has been over and now you're sort of going to restart and then crown a champion and they're going to look at it like, is that a legit title for whoever wins it? So it's an interesting point. So Mannix will be on at 11 with us.
I mean, would you prefer to go a year without a champion or to have a season that can always be questioned?
I would rather have that. I'd rather have the questioned season and I'd rather have... You know, give me a title this year, and then next year, if you want to abbreviate that season too, but give me a title, you know, say it's a 60-game season next year instead of 82, but you still get a champion in both years. I mean, I definitely, and for both sports, right? I mean, for hockey, I want to see a champion too, because it could be the Bruins.
The hockey guys want to come back, I think. I think they just let, yeah. I always assumed they loved playing the game more than anybody else loves playing the game. I don't know why I always assume that. But
David Price gets a hangnail or gets Fortnite elbow and he's out two months. Somebody gets their face smashed in hockey and they're back in 5 minutes without teeth.
Yeah, that's a good example.
All right. Well, Dale and Keefe is next. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with Wiggy. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.